Calling all lovers of mystery and fans of a good story. If you haven't already heard me talk about June's journey, you're in for a treat. It's time to don your detective hat in this free hidden object mobile game that delves into the captivating journey of June Parker, a self-proclaimed detective on a quest to unravel the mystery surrounding her sister's untimely death. In June's journey, you get to play as June, deciphering clues and unveiling secret plots within thousands of beautifully illustrated scenes. And did I mention it's set in the glitzy 1920s? New chapters are added weekly, so you will never run out of new thrills to uncover, and you can also personalize and decorate your very own Orchid Island where the story takes place. How sharp are your detective skills? Find out when you download June's Journey on your Android or iOS device, or play online via Facebook Games. Your detective journey awaits.
Can't get enough of Rebel Girls? Well, luckily, the Rebel Girls app is now completely free. That's right. You can listen to the entire library of goodnight stories for Rebel Girls ad-free. Plus, check out the app's cool features, like activities, trivia, custom playlists, and more. All parent-trusted and kids-safe. Find out more at rebelgirls.com/audio and download the Rebel Girls app today. Thanks for listening.
Hello again, Story Club members. I'm Ivy, your ghostly host with the most, and keeper of the strangest, spookiest tales on Earth. Today is another Ivy's chilling tale. This playful yarn, Story Club members, might make you lock up that antique doll collection forever. It's one I call Mother, May I? Ellie Wilson loved her dolls. Now, these weren't dolls you could buy at the store that were made of plastic and came in flashy boxes. No, these were one-of-a-kind antique dolls. Her great-grandmother had started collecting them over 100 years ago when she was a little girl, and then her late-grandmother added to the collection as well as her mother. When she'd turned 5, Ellie was given the collection. Her mother said that her grandmother and great-grandmother would have liked it that way. But there was one condition. No one was allowed to open the beautiful glass case that took up one entire wall of Ellie's bedroom. It was forbidden to open the case. The dolls were only to stay inside the case under the light display. There was a gold key, but Ellie's mom held onto it. The dolls were so rare and fragile that touching them might make them disintegrate. At least that's the reason her mother gave her for why the case couldn't be opened. One day, Ellie's mother was on a spring cleaning kick, and she wanted Ellie to help her. They had to go down into the root cellar. It hadn't been cleaned out since her grandmother was alive. The place was dank and dark with cobwebs everywhere. Ellie's mom said if she helped her one Saturday to get the place into shape, she'd give her a big surprise. So, Ellie did. They cleaned out old mason jars of canned goods like peaches and tomatoes that were long past their prime. There was also an old wall locker down here, an old wooden one. It was full of moth-eaten old coats and clothes. They couldn't be donated to thrift stores as most of them were far too gone. As she was pulling out the clothes, Ellie noticed she could stand up in the wall locker and move around a little. It was almost like a coffin. "Hey, Mom," she said. "It's a clothes coffin, get it? A casket for clothing?" Her mom laughed. Once they were done with that filthy task, her mom did indeed surprise her. She presented her with another doll. It was an old one with a porcelain head and body like the rest, and it had a frilly dress. Stitched into the hem of the dress was a name, Myra. Ellie wondered if that was the doll's name, or the name of the long-dead girl who the doll once belonged to. She figured it was the former. "Okay, Myra," Ellie said. "Time to find you a place on the shelf." Since she was in the 6th grade now, her mother allowed Ellie to open the case with the gold key and deposit Myra inside, only on the condition that she close and lock the collection case again and return it. Ellie found a special spot for Myra. "You're gonna go right here, pretty girl. You'll stay in here forever, safe from the world." She placed the doll, which was slightly larger than the others, inside. Myra also appeared like the big sister to them. Ellie locked the case again. Her mom was taking a nap, and she didn't want to bother her, so Ellie left the key on her dresser. Ellie was feeling a little tired, too, after a long day of cleaning, so she fell onto her bed and took a nap. She had the strangest dream. She was dressed up like Myra and talking to the other dolls, in whispers. And she was looking at herself as Myra through the glass and at herself lying on the bed. She felt anger. Anger at being locked away, being a pretty thing locked in a glass prison for all the world to see. But she couldn't experience anything beyond the confines of her transparent penitentiary. Then Ellie, as Myra, reached forward and touched the glass door. It moved. It hadn't been locked properly. The door creaked open slowly. Waking up with a start, Ellie realized that she had slept through dinner. It was almost midnight, her parents asleep. Wow, her nap had been 6 hours long. Guess her mother didn't wake her up for dinner. Feeling a little hungry, Ellie got up. She'd go to the kitchen and maybe have a little snack. Some toast and milk. Maybe a slice of cheese or some grapes. She'd also return the gold key to the junk drawer in the kitchen, where it was kept with the odd assortment of random tools, twine, screws, nails, and other assorted knickknacks that were conveniently collected within. As Ellie went for the key on the dresser, she noticed that it wasn't there. Huh, she thought. Maybe her mom crept in while she was sleeping? Okay, fine. As she was heading to her bedroom door, though, Ellie happened to glance over at the case. The display light was off. She liked to keep it on at night as kind of a nightlight. Her mother must have turned it off to save electricity. She snapped it on and gasped. The entire case was empty. As she walked over to the case to find her dolls, she tripped and fell, hitting her bedroom floor hard. And that's where she found the dolls. They climbed out from under her bed and surrounded her. She glanced at what had tripped her. It was a jump rope. One end had been tied to the leg of her bed and the other to a table. Myra winked at Ellie.
Hello, pretty girl.
Ellie tried to rise, but the dolls held her down. Moments later, her legs and arms were bound with the jump rope and some belts. She tried to scream, but a sock was stuffed into her mouth. The dolls, in a strange kind of funeral procession, picked her up and carried her to the root cellar, led by Myra. They put her into the wooden locker downstairs, still bound and gagged. Before the new doll, Myra, closed and locked the door, she whispered to Ellie,
"You're going to go right here, pretty girl. You'll stay in here forever, safe from the world."
Poor Ellie Wilson. That's quite the stuffy situation she got boxed into. Hopefully, her mother thinks to look down in the root cellar before Ellie turns into a lifeless figure collected in a case. This tale goes out to 8-year-old Zoya, who's a big fan and faithful listener of our show. She wanted another doll story and a ghost story. Well, Zoya, here's the ghostly doll story especially conjured up for you. Keep listening. There will be plenty of ghosts to haunt your ears in the stories ahead. Come back tomorrow for another episode, because every Story Club member needs a little scare every day. Ivy out.
Go, kid, go.
Hi, grown-ups! We are incredibly grateful that our show is one of your family's podcast picks. In order to continue to make the type of content you'd like to hear, we've created a short survey for our listeners, and we'd love if you could take a few minutes to complete it. To fill it out, just go to realm.fm/kids. That's realm.fm/kids. As a thank you, each participant will be entered to win a prize pack from one of the shows, including a prize pack from Go Kid Go. Thank you.
Do you like to laugh? Who am I kidding? Who doesn't like to laugh? So, okay, if you love to laugh, you'll love Don't Break the Rules. It's a hilarious comedy improv podcast where the voice actors make up their lines on the spot and try to be the only actor who doesn't break the rules. These talented actors are great at coming up with silly scenes and stories when they follow the rules for the episode. And it gets even sillier when they accidentally break the rules. The stories are guided by suggestions from kids like you, and the episodes feature laughs, burps, and the occasional unicorn. So if you'd like to giggle and play along, be sure to listen to Don't Break the Rules wherever you listen to podcasts.